The education nonprofit Big Thought has spent 27 years digging into North Texas schools. CEO Gigi Antoni is just back from a little farther afield, Seoul, South Korea. For this week's Friday Conversation, she's here to talk about what we can learn from one of the top-rated national school systems in the world. Gigi Antoni, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Hi, Stephen. It's great to be here.
How does a North Texas education expert end up leading a workshop in Seoul?
Well, we were actually brought there by the Korean Arts Education Ministry. So this would be the same as our National Endowment for the Arts. And what we were doing was working with teaching artists who are working in schools across Korea and helping them get some skills in working, particularly with high-risk teenagers.
Big Thought has a special focus on arts education. Do Korean schools approach the arts differently?
Boy, Korean schools are like high-risk testing on steroids. So these kids are really tracked. They're tested and tracked as early as eighth grade. And so they go to school from 7:30 in the morning till about 10 o'clock at night, 5 days a week. And so the arts are a part of their education.
The latest rankings of 35 big nation school systems by the Program for International Student Assessment shows Korea at number 5 in reading and math, and number 11 in science, which is far above the U.S., which is about a little below average in those categories. What are the Koreans doing right?
Well, I mean, they are very motivated. They have very long school days. But apparently, there is quite a backlash from that now that they are trying to figure out how to deal with. They have one of the highest teen suicide rates in the world. Kids get extremely burned out. They don't have a lot of motivation beyond just getting through that test. And so they're losing a lot of their kids.
During your trip, you had a Korean student accompany you to help explain cultural differences. Mm-hmm. What surprised you about those differences?
We are much more willing to talk about our challenges as a community. We're just much more open. It took a long time to get the educators in the room to really talk openly and frankly about the challenges that they were having with their kids.
That communication, of course, is a two-way street. Did you find that it was equally tough with the teachers getting to express their thoughts and feelings with the kids?
Yeah, the relationship between educators and kids in Korea also appears to be very, very different. So a teacher stands up in front of a room and gives kids information. And by high school, the kids are pretty much supposed to figure it out from there. So they don't really have a dialogue, much of a dialogue in the classroom. They don't have a questioning and answer exchange.
And to be fair, we have similar issues here with teachers who teach to the test, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly teenage engagement in education is certainly an issue that we have in this country and that we are having very serious conversations about. And here in our city, we're having serious conversations about that.
Have you been able to bring any tricks back home with you?
Absolutely. In Korea right now, they are doing some really incredible reforms to address this issue with their kids. So one thing you have to say about them is they're all out, right? It's all out high-stakes testing, and now they are all out. Let's figure out how to engage our kids. And so it was great to see sort of how the policy shapes up in Korea, how they use their resources to address a problem that they've identified nationally.
Gigi Antoni, President and CEO of Big Thought, thanks for coming in and welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be home.